Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. As I said, my name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by a gentleman. Doug, I've been trying to get you back on this show for probably the last, how long has it been since you've been here? Over a year?
I think it's been over a year.
Year and a half? You're a busy man.
Well, when you manage two different counties and you live in a third county.
Yeah, it kind of makes it a little tricky busy. for the whole. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Doug Anderson, woo-hoo! The manager of the Wayne County Farm Bureau, as well as the manager of White County Farm Bureau. And you got something big going on tomorrow, don't you? It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got our golf scramble out here at the Wayne County Golf Course tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many golfers do you get for that?
Well,
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, before you get that, let me tell you what happened last year.
Okay.
I showed up. I was wanting to golf that day, and I didn't realize that that there was something going on. And I basically walked up to, hey, is there anything going on? And a bunch of people. And I'm a terrible golfer, by the way. This is the atmosphere at that Wayne County.
It takes a big man to admit that.
Well, yeah, I'm a big man. I'm a terrible golfer. I had like three or four different teams basically saying, hey, look, we can get you in. This is a lot of fun for a lot of farmers, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good time. I mean, typically a lot of farmers don't golf.
I didn't join in.
Well, you should have.
I should have, but I didn't join in because I just didn't want to impose on somebody. Well, you know me, I'm mild-mannered and keep to myself, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes. All right, so how many groups do you have?
Well, we typically have between 12 and 15 teams.
Yeah.
I think we have 11 signed up as of this morning, so we're getting close to our goal.
Is this full scramble, or how does it work?
Four-man scramble.
Okay.
18 holes of golf.
Yeah.
Light lunch at noon tomorrow with registration. We serve some pork burgers out there and some drinks. Of course, free charge. Just come on out and eat. And have a shotgun start at 1 o'clock.
How much to play?
So $50 per golfer.
Okay.
Play, unless you're sponsored by somebody.
Yeah.
Then it could be free. But
sure.
We're looking forward.
And the money goes to the foundation, right?
Well, this one goes to the Young Leader Committee.
Oh, okay.
Sponsored by the Young Leaders, and they use that to support their collegiate scholarship
that
they do every year.
Yeah.
Progressive Ag Safety Day, which is coming up the first Friday of September, that we hold here in Wayne County, and some other state and county young leader programs.
What is Progressive Ag Safety Day?
Okay, so every year, I think this is maybe the 15th or 16th year that we've put on a safety day. It used to be called a safety camp, and we used to have it out at the fairgrounds. But,
no kidding.
Yeah,
tents, all that kind of thing?
Well, we didn't have any tents, but it was still called a camp.
Okay.
But
it was an all-day affair.
It is an all-day affair. Yeah. We invite the fourth grade classrooms from all the schools in Wayne County to come out. And we have, I think it's 8 or 9 different safety stations that they rotate through for the day. And we serve them lunch, serve them snack. This year, since we're with Progressive Ag, they get a free T-shirt, take home
bag,
and some other stuff. So, yeah,
what is Progressive Ag?
It's Progressive Ag Foundation is who helps fund this particular event. Used to be, there's a Progressive Ag magazine, Progressive Farmer magazine, and it was started by the founder of that magazine,
That
publishing company. But now it's a separate entity, Progressive Agriculture Foundation, supported by a lot of groups throughout the nation, actually into Canada as well. They put on, I think it's over 400 safety days across the country.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
They sponsor. So by partnering with them, we get free T-shirts for all the kids.
Sure.
And we get free bags. And they also provide some training and assistance for the coordinators.
Okay.
And they provide some liability insurance. You know, some of the groups that put these on are just coordinated by actual individuals in the community. They're not really associated with a group like the Farm Bureau. So they would really need some liability insurance.
So not all the ones are covered by Progressive. I'm sorry. Progressive does things outside of the Farm Bureau as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We just happen to be the sponsor of the safety day here in this county. So
tell me a little bit about the Young Farmers Organization.
So our Young Leader group, used to be called Young Farmers. Now we call them Young Leaders.
When did that change, and how come I haven't been given that memo? Because I keep calling it Young Farmers.
You know, it depends. It's county by county, really. Some are Young Farmers, some are Young Leaders. leaders. It's kind of back and forth.
What's White County?
We call them young leaders.
Okay,
also.
They're still young leaders over there.
Yeah, they're young leaders. And they did that to incorporate some non-farming individuals, too.
Okay.
That's why they don't call them young farmers anymore. But Farm Bureau members ages 18 to 35 can be on the committee. It's just a volunteer committee, and they do programming focused on their age group, really. And it can be anything from, like I said, hosting a safety day to last week, or I think it was 2 weeks ago now, our young leaders did a concealed carry course, you know, kind of a private course for themselves. They do some competitions at the district and state level. They'll be up at Ag Day in Springfield here
at
in August.
State Fair.
At the State Fair for Young Leader Agri Quiz Bowl. We have discussion.
Wait a second. All right, I'm taking us off track again.
That's okay.
Young Leader Agri Quiz Bowl.
Yeah.
At the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the 18 to 35 year old group, or is that like quiz group to like younger people?
No, I mean, each county young leader committee can enter a team from 2 to 4 members, and they go up there and they have this big bracket. I think there's
probably 16, 30 teams.
30 plus teams on there, and they compete against each other. Basically, they sit up on a big table up on the stage in an auditorium, and somebody's asking them questions.
No kidding.
Could be about farming.
Yeah, is it trivia or is it farming or
it's wide variety?
Business, I guess.
Could be business, could be economics, could be agriculture, could be livestock, could be engineering, could be diesel tech, welding, family issues. I mean, it's a wide variety. Basically, anything, if you're a young person in agriculture, anything that you might be dealing with in your daily life could be considered, you know, part of the
question. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing folks don't realize, how much, you know, a young person, even if they don't have their own, if they don't have their own farm or anything like that, if they're still working on the family farm, say, they're still dealing with a lot of different aspects of running a business, aren't they?
Well, and we've got young leaders, too, who might be a teacher at a community college.
Right.
They might be a loan officer at a bank.
Yeah.
They might be an applicator that might work for Wabash Valley Service Company or CPS. So, I mean, we have a lot of young leaders in the state program that aren't necessarily involved on the farm.
Right.
So we try to incorporate, you know, programming for them as well.
So, are you sending a team?
Yeah, we're sending a team.
Wayne County is as well? White County is too?
White County's not this year. They decided not to send a team, but Wayne County sent a team.
Who's on the team, if you don't mind?
Well,
you remember, or have you said it yet?
Well, yeah, we had our committee meeting last night, actually. And
yeah.
So I told them, yeah, okay, our team was accepted, you know, because there's a lot of counties that put teams in, and there's only so many slots. And I said, all right, we need to firm up who's going to be on the team this year. And several volunteered. So
Have you really?
Yeah. So Jamie Jones, he's our committee chairman.
Yeah.
So he's planning to attend. Matt Rush, who used
Matt
to,
would probably Matt.
He was the Matt's, state young leader chairman.
Matt's getting pretty close to aging out.
He actually is. Yeah.
This is maybe a last hurrah.
I don't remember how old he is. Jamie Jones, I think, only has 2 years left.
Oh,
he'll age off.
Okay.
Matthew Byers.
Matthew Byers can play for a while.
He's going to be on there.
Sharp kid.
And I think Justin Atwood might be on our team as well.
How about that?
Yeah.
So are you going to give them a bonus if they win?
We'll do something for them. Yeah. It hasn't happened yet. But,
so, yeah, there's no precedent yet to go by, is there, Doug?
You know, it's a fun day at the fair. They go up and they get to eat free in the commodities tent up there, the big commodities pavilion and stuff. They get free food for being a part of the AgriQuiz Bowl and spend the day at the fair.
How much time do you spend up at the fair? How much time? I know that you're busy down here with both your offices in Wayne and White County. How much time are managers of these offices able to spend at the state fair? Because, I mean, this is like the convention for you guys.
It just all depends. Every county, that's something that's unique about the Farm Bureau system in Illinois. Every county has different programming, okay? So what Wayne and White counties do might become somewhat different than what Edwards or Wabash or Richland do. So, you know, we typically go up, or me personally goes up for Ag Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have various programs that day.
Ag Day is when the quiz is, right?
It's August 16th, Tuesday, August 16th. But, you know, Congressman Shimkus has his Ag Advisory meeting up there, usually at the DNR offices, so I'll be up there for that, and of course be there for Quiz Bowl. The State Young Leader Committee also announces the winners of the Young Leader Achievement Award and Excellence in Ag Award at that time as well, and like I said, we take our young leaders out, we do the Quiz Bowl. A lot of times we go out for dinner and we come home that night, so it's a long day, but we have a good time.
How far into the tournament has your teams have you had a team make it?
We made it this was probably 5 or 6 years ago. we made it into the third round, uh-huh. which was like a, it might, I think it was like the semifinals. I don't know.
Quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals. There you go.
Quarterfinals.
And that's as far as we've made it. So you're not
on it. Since you had to come up with it, since you couldn't come up with a name, you're not on the team.
No, I can't be on the team. No. Staff are not allowed to participate.
You're aged out anyway.
So I'm aged out.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And we're talking, I tell you what, we're talking about the young leaders as well as what's going on this week in Farm Bureau and what's coming up in Farm Bureau. I'm talking with Doug Anderson. He's the manager of the Wayne County Farm Bureau as well as the White County Farm Bureau. We're going to talk with Doug a little bit more, maybe talk a little bit more about that golf as well as other things that are coming up here in the near future in the Farm Bureau. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by Doug Anderson. He's the manager here at the Wayne County Farm Bureau as well as the White County Farm Bureau. They've got a big old golf thing and going on tomorrow out there at the Wayne County Golf Course. And you're still taking more people if you want to join, right?
Oh, yeah. We won't turn anybody away.
Yeah. That's cool. That's mm-hmm. good. How serious is the thing? You said it's a scramble. You're going to have mulligans, buy mulligans?
You know, when we first, this is I think the eighth year. The first few years when we did that, we tried to sell some mulligans and we'd have some people buy. We might have sold like 10, 12. But after that, we stopped. It didn't seem to be real popular with a scramble. Now, if it was, you know, one-on-one play, it might be a little bit different.
Right. But, so you're not selling string either then?
No.
See, that string's a pretty good deal. Have you ever played with the string?
Tell me about it.
String is, you can buy like lots of 5 foot, 10 foot, or 15 feet of string. And how they have it working out there on some of the earlier scrambles is you go ahead and make your putts, right? And, well, you don't make it, but you go ahead and take your putts. Hmm. And whoever's closest at the end you go ahead and cut that amount of string off, it finishes the putt.
Oh, I see.
So you end up getting numbers down in the 50s. Even teams with terrible golfers like me, it makes every putt.
Yeah.
But then you run out of string by about the 14th, 13th hole.
So you got to choose wisely, basically.
You choose wisely. Yeah. You choose wisely. I didn't know if you were doing any of that. Now, that's the interesting thing. You do golf up here in Wayne County. In White County, you don't do golf, do you?
No, we don't. Well, actually, several years ago, we did do a golf event down there with the Carmine Golf Club. But we do a pistol shoot right now, the Young Leaders.
Did that last weekend?
Last weekend.
How does that pistol shoot work? When I saw the stories on it, and I was the only thing that pops into my head, you remember the movie Magnum Force with Clint Eastwood when he was Dirty Harry going through the course, and they'd bring up the stuff, and he'd shoot at them or don't shoot at them.
Kind of a cowboy shoot.
Yeah, cowboy type of shoot. Yeah. Is that how that works down there? How does
that
work?
Not quite as dramatic as a cowboy shoot. I mean, we don't have pop-up targets or anything, or painted Western scenes.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that, no. But we set up stations there. It's at the Carmine Rifle Club. Which is a very nice place.
Where is that?
As you're coming into Carmine on the east side of town,
Highway 1.
Yeah, before you get to Trelleborg, you hang a right. There's a sign there.
Right.
And you just keep going north, and you'll run right into it.
Okay, so, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's kind of tucked back in there on the edge of town.
All right, north of where Two Tonys used to be or something like that.
Probably. Yeah, not even that far into town.
Oh, really?
A little bit further east, yeah. So what we do, we have three stations set up at a time, and on each station there's five steel targets. And these targets might be circles or squares or rectangles, and they could be anywhere from an 8-inch diameter to 12 inches probably. And they're set up in different patterns in front of you and at different distances as well, and sometimes different heights even.
Oh, really?
And you start off in a ready position, and you've got a timer, and you have to hit all five targets as fast as you can.
You don't move.
No, you stay in one spot.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then you do that five times. And then we drop the lowest time, and then you've completed that particular station. And we've got, like I said, five different stations total. And then we add up your times, and whoever has the lowest time wins that particular event. So.
What's a good time? I heard your final score. That's what kind of confused me. I heard that the final time was like 68 seconds or something. And I'm thinking, how in the world is that?
They're fast.
That's some shooting, isn't it?
So, if you think about it, if you have five stations and five targets and five relays, that's 125 targets total that you have to hit. And our winner shot that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
68 seconds for 125 targets.
Yeah.
What's typical?
Oh, God, we have a wide range of shooters out there. So, I shot, and while I didn't finish dead last, my time was probably double the best time, as far as time goes. Yeah. So we'll have some people out there that shoot out there all the time, all kinds of events, go all over the state, Midwest, doing these pistol shoots, especially some of the smaller ones. And actually the winner this year was a young kid named Trevor Armstrong. I think he's 14 years old.
No kidding.
Beat all the adults, too.
Is that right?
And he's from Tunnel Hill, Illinois. Him and his dad come shoot.
That's down. I'm trying to remember. Is that down south of Carbondale, isn't it, or?
Somewhere down there.
Somewhere that direction.
They drove.
Like down by south of Harrisburg, south of Marion, somewhere
like
down
that.
There.
But excellent shooter, by the way. He shot with us now for several years. So we'll have some people that'll shoot, in those 60s, and we'll have people that'll be up in the 150 seconds. So, wide range.
So there's no penalties then on this?
There is penalties.
How can you be penalized?
There's a stop plate. So of the five targets, there's one target that's selected as this is the target that stops your time.
I see.
And if you don't hit one of the other targets before you stop, there's a penalty.
Okay. The last penalty is supposed to be the stop plate, and it automatically would if you hit the stop plate first and then hit one of the other targets, who's timing it?
We have range officers that are there.
It's not an automatic timing.
Well, they've got a device that they hold in your hand, and they kind of hold it up by your head so you can hear the beeps, when to start and stuff.
Okay.
And it picks up on when you hit those steel targets, and it counts. And after it hits the fifth, it stops the time.
I got to tell you, Doug, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
How long did the day go?
We started shooting at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we were finished with this, we call it the speed steel competition. We were finished with it around 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And then we had lunch. And then after lunch, we did a marksmanship using the same 22 pistols that you used in the speed competition. And that was just shooting a paper target at
how far away?
75 feet. So we put it out there a ways.
30 yards, 25 yards.
25 yards.
Yeah.
with a 22 pistol. It's pretty far out there.
I got to tell you, I can't throw. My arm, my shoulders exploded, and I didn't have a better chance throwing a football at a target 25 yards away than I would with a shooting at something.
Some people miss the target. I was one of them.
Yeah. did you make a lot of money for the scholarships?
Yeah. We netted around $1,500.
Hey, that's great.
And, you know, we give out a $500 scholarship in White County each year. So that's 3 years worth of a scholarship.
Well, that's outstanding. Yeah, that's outstanding. Other things coming up. You've got this cover crop seed grant.
Yeah.
Tell me what that is, because let me tell you what I've seen across the street from where I occasionally spend some time. There was a guy who had a now this is probably not what you're talking about, but he had like a little backhoe that he was driving down the street like 5 feet at a time. He would stop and he would like there was grass already on the side of the ditches, mm-hmm. and he was carving that grass off, and then he was planting more grass. That's not what cover crop is it?
No, not to my knowledge. I don't know. I don't know what that guy was doing.
I didn't know either. I thought he just must have been burning clock.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I thought he was on the clock. Cover crops do what?
So cover crops are a management strategy that farmers can use to help keep their soil in place during the winter months when it's not growing a crop.
Yeah.
So when they finish harvest in the fall, they'll come back in and they'll plant a cover crop seed, and that seed will germinate and be there all winter long until the next spring. They'll do usually some type of a chemical kill on the weeds, the cover crop and the weeds both, before they go back in and plant. So,
do folks use as cover crops?
A lot of it depends on personal preference. A lot of it depends on which crop you're going into the next year. But
You read my next question. I was wondering, is one cover crop better for corn and one cover crop better for beans?
Typically, if you're going into beans for the next year, you'll put in some kind of a rye grass, some kind of a cereal rye. If you're going into corn, you have some more options typically. And this isn't, you know, all-inclusive. This is just what's typically used. But you can put in radishes or winter peas. Some put in turnips as well. So just depends on your preference, depends on, you know, the price you can get. And
do folks put you're dropping these cover crops, you're not going to make anything on them. Unless you cut any of it for straw or hay or anything like that?
I suppose you could on the ryegrass if you wanted to, but it's more to improve soil tilth, to prevent erosion.
Yeah.
It does improve improves the soil for the next year, and your crops typically will do better if they're planted after a cover
and you
crop,
but so. You're putting turnips out there, mm-hmm. or putting radishes out there, some kind of a tuber, I guess, right?
Right, exactly.
Are you better off putting cover crop on a ground that is more apt to flood? Or higher ground?
No, I definitely wouldn't put it on ground that's going to flood, because I don't care what kind of plant you have. If it's going to flood, it's going to kill it. It's going to kill it, and it wouldn't really serve the purpose. So this is more, I'd say, on ground that's sloped, possibly, where you could lose some surface soil sediment during the winter months would be a better field. You could put it on some ground that can get wet, but as far as, like, you know, river bottoms where rivers play, I wouldn't recommend that.
And these seed grants are available to Farm Bureau members or to whom?
Yeah, you have to be a Wayne County Farm Bureau member. The field has to be in Wayne County, and we're giving away 10 $250 vouchers that you can use to take to any farm supplier of your choosing to cover the cost of your seed for your cover crop.
Just the first 10 people who come in?
As long as they meet the qualifications, yep.
Really?
Take the first 10.
Is this the first year you've done that?
First year we've done this. It kind of comes off of, you know, we've been involved in a project with Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Corn Marketing Board, and Wabash Valley Service Company, Wabash Valley College, and some other partners doing some water tile or field tile testing this year. As part of our goal to meet the benchmarks in the nutrient loss reduction strategy, which is supposed to try and help keep our fertilizer in the field where it belongs.
Right.
Okay. So we've been working on that project this entire year, and this cover crop seed grant is just kind of an extension of our involvement with that project. You know, we thought, okay, what's something else that we can do, you know, this fall for our farmers? And the board came up with this idea.
That's an interesting thought. So, I mean, I'd never really, I guess... I usually, the ones that I see and the ones that I pay close attention to, you just kind of let it go, you know, or cut you'll cut your corn down low enough where it'll hopefully keep your crop there. I never really had seen the need, but I hadn't thought about the slopes.
Yeah. I mean, and again, it's one way. I mean, there's some benefits actually to putting ryegrass out in the field. It does have some tendency to help control weeds in the following year.
Really?
You know, you mentioned the tubers, the radishes and stuff. Those tubers will go down and break up the hard pan underneath the soil and allow better drainage in your field. And of course, the farmers just leave the radishes out there all winter long, and they tend to break down in the springtime when the weather warms back up, and you've got added organic matter in your fields.
I'll be doggone. I hadn't really thought about planting radishes or turnips and then just to leave them.
Yeah. Some farmers will put some cattle out there and forage on them.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to go get some radishes in the spring, I'm sure some farmers wouldn't care if you went out and dug up a few.
I bet that.
Just ask permission first.
What if they're hot? What if they're hot radishes?
I have not tried them, but I doubt that they are.
I kind of doubt it, too. Your hot ones, you kind of need to get smaller, probably, than these are going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doggone. You learn something new every day. Doug, thank you very much. I'm talking with Doug Anderson of the Wayne County Farm Bureau and the White County Farm Bureau. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. We're going to talk a little bit more about stuff going on with the Farm Bureau when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life, because we lived before we had to go. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 80 degrees. It's 9:46 here in Fairfield. Might get some more rain today. You never know. We've already had over a quarter of an inch today, but we kind of needed it, didn't we? What do you say, Doug? Some people needed it, some people didn't.
Late July, we're not going to turn away rain.
That kind of seems to me to be the golden rule. If you want it to rain in late July, that's okay.
That's okay.
That works.
Let it come.
That works for just about everybody. I'm joined here by Doug Anderson. He's the Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager as well as the White County Farm Bureau Manager. You've got a few more things coming up in the near future. When's the big member appreciation dinner?
Yeah, we've got that scheduled on August 18th this year. It is a Thursday, which typically our dinner's on Fridays. So this is the first year we moved.
Why'd
to
you back it to Thursday? Can you tell me? Or is that this, like, board meeting issues
scheduling
that you can't?
Scheduling with the church. Plain and simple. That's the only reason.
Oh, well, that's cool.
That's the only reason. So
that's fine.
We moved it back a little bit and moved it to a Thursday for
Well, and you're not keeping anybody out late anyway.
No, 5 to 7. We serve dinner. So,
school come on night.
Out. It is a school night.
It is a school night. Mm-hmm. Well,
probably a game night, too, for all I know.
It'll be a little early.
So
they probably won't have started yet by the 16th.
Well, I know years ago when we had it on Fridays, there was a couple years where we were crossing with the Mules Night or Meet the Mules.
Oh, I see.
Meet the Mules
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
And boy, our attendance dropped like a rock.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, the Meet the Mules are going to be probably, well, I don't have an August calendar up. I'm guessing like the 21st. What is that week?
Well, Thursday the 18th or dinner. So
Friday the 19th, that 19th would be Meet the Mules.
Right, yeah. Right. So
good call.
Yeah, well, we're learning. Learn from our mistakes. So
what are we having?
Pork chop dinner. The board cooks chops. The church congregation does the sides for
which,
us.
Which church?
The Cumberland Presbyterian Church out next to Walmart here in Fairfield.
And this is open to any Farm Bureau members, right?
All Farm Bureau members in Wayne County are invited to attend. Bring your spouses, bring your families out for dinner. We're selling tickets in the office. They're $2 each. $1 we keep for Ag in the Classroom support. The other $1 we give back as cash door prizes on the evening of the dinner.
See, that's the thing. It's basically for Farm Bureau members, free dinner, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, and if you bring your family of four out to eat, you know, this is probably a $10 meal when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a $40 value, and some of our members are associate members who pay $20 a year. So.
Yeah. And you're giving money back to a good cause.
Yeah, we're trying to.
In addition to the door prize, the other cause. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. And when do you need – and the reason you need to – the reason you're selling tickets for it in the first place, first of all, to know how many people are going to come.
That's the only reason, really, we sell tickets for. We keep a little bit for Ag in the Classroom just for that. For that reason, but because that's an important program for us. But yeah, it's mostly just to know how many people are coming, and people can do takeouts too. So you can sit and eat, or you can take out, and yeah, the tickets helps give us a number.
When do you need people to come out or come over and buy their tickets?
Yeah, I'd say by the Friday before would be helpful if people could buy their tickets. So what, that'd be like the 12th or something like that.
Something like that.
So yeah, buy your tickets by August 12th, and you'll be good to go.
Sounds good. What else? I love this every year. They're having one in Parkersburg next weekend. They're having one in Edwards County tomorrow, the big old tractor drive. You've got that coming up. How many years have you done the Wayne County tractor drive now?
This 8.
Has it been 8?
It's been 8.
I was going to say this is relatively new, but
well, it's still
8 years, Doug. Oh, it's not. See, now how long have you been here?
In Wayne and White, I've been here since 2003.
So this came on after, came on after you got here. This is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is.
Tell me about the Wayne County Tractor Drive.
So we started doing an antique tractor drive about 8 years ago, and
it's not just regular tractors. It's antique.
It's antique tractors. Yeah, the tractor has to be at least 30 years old or older.
Really?
To be involved. Yeah. Yep.
Do how many folks keep that old tractor? Because a lot of folks would trade those in as they were moving along and as they were building their farms.
And most farmers don't trade tractors in.
They trade combines. Trade platter.
Combines, yeah.
Combines, yeah. Yes. Tractors,
no. They tend to find a use for them, even if they only break them out for 2 weeks out of the year.
Is that right?
Keep that tractor. Yeah, sure.
What kind of number will you get for that?
We typically will run somewhere around 50 tractors for that event, which, you know, it's just not huge, but it's not small. It's kind of in between. It's a nice number. You know, believe it or not, most venues in Wayne County, when we get all the tractors in, like for lunch, and family members come join us, and we have some community people come join us, we tend to fill up wherever we're having our lunch at. So 50 is a good number.
Where's the lunch this year?
This year we're going to stop at Shreve's Pumpkin Patch down at Barn Hill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're going to host us for lunch.
So are you what's the route? Does the route cover mainly? Are you mainly on paved roads? Or are you going through some? Are you going to take some tractors through some?
Have you
rock?
Driven outside of Fairfield and Wayne County?
That's what I was wondering. If you're going to stay on the highway?
Well, no. You know, the first year we did this, we started up at Granergy Farms just north of Jeff, and we were promoting it and everything. Well, one day I got a call from Illinois Department of Transportation, and they were concerned about us driving that many tractors out on Route 45.
Well,
they were concerned about traffic and traffic flow and cars trying to pass that many tractors all at once. And
I got to tell you, Doug, I'm happily pleasantly surprised that the Illinois Department of Transportation was actually paying attention.
Apparently, they were mad, or somebody tipped them off. I don't know which, but
That might have happened. Yeah.
Somebody sitting behind 50 tractors,
thinking, "Doggone it! I gotta get the Hucks on time," or something like that.
So we do our best to stay off the highway. We might cross it here and there, but we want everybody to stay safe, and so we do our best to stay off the highway.
Where are you starting?
It's fairgrounds this year, starting and ending at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. So we got plenty of room out there for guys to come in with their trucks and trailers and unload tractors and stay parked there for the day. So.
I gotta know, and I feel terrible. I'm 49. I've lived in Wayne County all my life, other than the years I went to college. I have no idea how many miles somebody can get on a tank on your typical tractor. Yeah, I was going to say, are you scheduling in pit stops?
We do have a couple stops. Obviously. Okay. I mean, we were going to, a lot of times
at
we try to set up a tour.
Though,
well,
right?
Not at gas stations.
Place with diesel.
But our trail tractor, the last tractor, we carry extra fuel.
So oh, is that right?
Yeah, just in case somebody runs out.
Nobody's
run out of fuel, but we have had some breakdown.
Yeah. Really? Well, you see, that's an old they're antique tractors.
Antique tractor. Some of them are restored. Some of them aren't restored.
Right.
But sometimes farmers only get these out maybe once or twice a year. And normally if they do, they're just tooling around on the farm, or they're just hooking up the PTO shaft to an auger for some grain or something small like that. They're not really taking it out on a 30-mile trek out through the country. So,
do you have a tractor?
My in-laws do.
Do you drive it?
I don't. Not in this event.
You haven't asked them, or they haven't offered? Or
no, I haven't asked. When you're staff and you actually have to work at the event.
Does your in-law drive the tractor in the thing?
They don't. We do have some Edwards County people that do come over.
Edwards County Edwards County doesn't have a tractor ride?
They do the one tomorrow. That's the one they have. Yeah.
How about White County? They do the same thing?
No, they don't. They do not have a tractor.
There are probably more paved roads in White County. They go to Epworth Road or something.
I think there are some better roads. Now, the bridges, on the other hand, aren't so hot. But for antique tractors, they could accommodate antique tractors in White County without too much trouble.
You've done it for 8 years up here. I'm kind of surprised that there hasn't been enough interest to get it going down in White County.
Well, there probably would be.
Then again, you're also doing it on a holiday.
We're doing it on Labor Day just to try to get more people involved.
Right.
And, having it on Labor Day has got kind of a nice ring to it.
And it'd be difficult for you or staff to be both places, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It always is. It always is for me. So.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's a lot of fun. What's the best tractor you've seen? Most interesting.
I couldn't say the best tractor. We have tractors that come in from. Well, we had one driver last year was from Chicago come down and drove with us. Believe it or not, but
kidding.
Yeah, we've pulled tractors out of Kentucky, Indiana, of course, Illinois. It's not just Wayne County people that drive. We pull from a large area.
Well, I can see why you may not do it in White County then. In addition, because you might be pulling some folks from White County,
we
too.
We do. We pull some from White County and Clay County, of course, and some from Edwards as well. But
that's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Hopefully the weather's nice. But as far as the route goes, I mean, we have some people who will refuse to drive on gravel just because they don't want to chip
that
paint on the tractor.
That's what I was wondering.
So, but we try to tell people up front, yes, there's going to be a few gravel roads, so, be advised.
Well, yeah, that's why I asked the question, because I got to tell you, I know some folks who have like 50 and 60 year old tractors that are very brightly painted.
Oh yeah, it's because they never drive them. They take them to shows and they show them off. That's
I love it. I like that. All right. Well, tell me a little bit. I've got just a few minutes. You mentioned something when we were talking about the member appreciation dinner, and we've talked about it in the past, but I think it's always a good thing to kind of remind people about what Ag in the Classroom is.
Yeah, so this is a program. Actually, the state of Illinois was one of the first Ag in the Classroom programs in the nation, and I would argue that it's probably the premier program. We have a coordinator here in Wayne County. Her name's Ryan Smith.
Uh-huh.
She handles the program for us, but she goes into the classrooms in Wayne County when school's in session and teaches various lessons about agriculture, everything from your typical crops to earthworms on Earth Day to soil conservation.
And Farm Bureau's heavily involved in this, aren't you?
Heavily involved, heavily invested in it. We put a lot of money towards this program. And we feel it's a very important program to teach our kids about where their food and fiber come from and give them the truthful story about agriculture.
What are you keeping an eye on? I've just got about a minute left here. What are you keeping an eye on in the state legislature? Anything affecting you or the national? What's most important to Farm Bureau right now?
Well, you know, the state budget's always on everybody's mind.
Right.
We did get a stopgap budget that was recently passed here, but that's just kicking the can down the road for six more months. So
At
the very least, it did fund our education, so our schools are going to all open on time.
Yeah,
and they're going to have a school year. You know, and I think that's really what probably made it a critical choice that the legislature get something done. Is when you had schools saying, we may only be open for a couple months and we're going to have to close. I mean, that's finally what got them moving. But, how long is that going to last? I mean, that lasts for 1 year and then we're back to the same again. So we really need our legislature to step up and get a balanced budget passed. You know, on the national side, the latest issue that we've been dealing with has been a national GMO labeling standard. We supported a voluntary, however, this one is a mandatory labeling standard, but it does preempt states from doing a patchwork of regulations for our food manufacturers.
That makes it make it easier for everybody. It
makes it easier for everybody. Yeah. You can just have one label for a national standard, and you're good to go.
Doug, I'm going to ask you one more question, then we're going to get out of here. How the Iowa State Cyclones going to be? What's the Cyclones going to be?
Cyclones are always awesome. Go Clones.
Thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Or Monday. Take that back. Monday. Have a great day.